I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. The deputy head of Hezbollah said the Lebanon-based militant group is ready to keep up its fight against Israel and is prepared for a long war after much of its top command was wiped out, including its leader, Hassan Nasrallah. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Naeem Qassem said in a televised statement Monday that if Israel decides to launch a ground offensive, Hezbollah fighters are ready to fight and defend Lebanon. It was his first speech since Nasrallah was killed. As deputy secretary general, he is now the acting leader of Hezbollah until a replacement for Nasrallah is chosen. He added that despite the killing of Hezbollah's top military commanders over the past months, Hezbollah now is relying on new commanders. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
During a visit with Israeli troops stationed at the northern border Monday, Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant underlined the mission of the Israeli Defense Forces to return the residents of the north to their homes. The elimination of Nasrallah is a very important step, but that is not all, he added. The U.S. military said Sunday it was increasing its air support capabilities in the Middle East and putting troops on a heightened readiness to deploy to the region as it warned Iran against expanding the ongoing conflict. Speaking on the U.S. ABC News television program this week, U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. has to be prepared for some sort of response.
We have to make sure that we are ready, and we are. We believe we have the force capability we need in the region, but it's not clear right now, too soon to know. There is already a very robust military capability to defend ourselves and to help defend Israel if it comes to that.
The announcement came 2 days after President Joe Biden directed the Pentagon to adjust U.S. force posture in the Middle East amid intensifying concern that Israel's killing of the leader of the Iran-backed Hezbollah could prompt Tehran to retaliate. This is VOA News. Russian officials have reported